Now we have somebody that hopefully, if I twist her arm a little bit, she'll come up and share her thoughts with us. You know, again, we're not looking for big speakers up here. We're looking for heart talkers, those people that get up here and talk from their heart. And because that's where God is. So talk from their God self, right? And we're not here to win any great speaking contests or whatever. But I, for myself, love it when people talk from their hearts, because that's really what they're feeling to be true. And I know a young lady here that has a tremendous life and a wonderful family. And her sister's not here tonight, though. I don't know why she ditched us tonight. Probably out of town. But the young lady that I love dearly that's going to share her thoughts with us is Lori LaPearl.
Hi, everybody. Hi. So it's a pleasure, really, to be able to share some thoughts with everybody. And I had something happen a couple weeks ago that's kind of stayed with me in my heart. So I wanted to share, but I really wanted to make this night about everybody that's here. So if everybody can kind of just think of someone that's free, that went to the other side, free of the other side, no longer in their physical right now, somebody that's dear to your heart, or if you had never lost anyone, maybe someone that you love that has. I really want you to call him in now just to be with you. And I'm going to read a letter from heaven. So when I read this little letter, just short, I want you to feel like this person or these people, it can be a whole family, it can be a whole tribe. It doesn't have to be one person. But just know that you're in their hearts too. And our thought process here, our spiritualism believe that life is everlasting and they're always with us. So even though we can't hear their voice, right, or feel their touch, which I am sure everybody here, including myself, I'd give anything for that. There's two, my topic basically tonight is I went to Chewy. Most of you know Chewy here, right? Chewy sat here on Wednesday, and I went to his service just to pay my respects, and I just want to share some thoughts and feelings that I had with that, and I'm really glad that Mary's here tonight, because it was just really endearing, and it moved me. But also that happened to be the same weekend that my father passed 16 years ago. So my father was with me too. So I just want to share some thoughts with you. But I really want to make this tonight about everyone here. So we all feel, you know, loss of some sort. And even though the person's not with us, we miss them. So there's an emptiness here sometimes. But I think this thought process in this church helps us know that they're always with us. So if you can just take this in with you, sure, I'm just going to read it. So if you could just envision someone special in your heart that's saying this to you, okay? So it's a letter from heaven. When tomorrow starts without me, and I'm here to see, if the sun should rise and find your eyes filled with tears for me, I wish so much you wouldn't cry the way you did today, while thinking of many things we didn't get to say. I know how much you love me, as much as I love you. And each time you think of me, I know you'll miss me too. When tomorrow starts without me, don't think we're apart. For every time you think of me, I'm right here in your heart. So I just wanted to share that with you because I saw this and I figured, wow, it moved me. And I really, really, you know, Millie asked me to share some thoughts. I really asked God and the angels really use me because I feel like I'm a messenger. I really want everyone to have a good life and happening here. So for me, it's that I feel like the two gentlemen I'm going to talk about tonight really moved me because I feel like I really want to be a good example. And I think that they were, Millie always says, you know, Chewy was such like an apple of her eye. You know, she always felt like he was a very spiritual man. And I felt like when I was at his service, it was so moving, like just to hear his family and his loved ones. And I want to, it's so ironic tonight that Jody and Crystal are here because we all sat together over there and there were so many thoughts going through. I think the same thoughts we were thinking, wow, I hope that many people come for my celebration of life because it was standing room only here. And a lot of our church family was even sitting on the stairs. So just think about this, okay? When I'm saying this to you tonight, and I'm just going to give you some thoughts on how you can really make a magnificent life here, just take whatever you feel is right for you and run it through your God self. And some things might feel right, and some things might be like you want to do. But there is no tomorrow, really. We don't know if there is going to be a tomorrow. So just take advantage of what is today. So I don't want any of you to walk away for someone not to know how you feel about them. If you really can't express yourself, then find a way to do it. Because you don't want to have any regrets with here when you're here on the earth plane. When people come to pay their respects, a lot of times people say, I didn't know the person. Well, it's not always the person that you come for that you know. It's the people that you're coming to support that lost someone. And a lot of times people really don't know what to do, right? You hear this all the time. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Just be there. They're not going to ask you because they're not going to, they don't even know what's going on. They're a lot of times in shock or, and you know what? The biggest thing is, it's not so much when they're having their service. I was Catholic, so I'm going to talk about my dad a little bit later too. And we had a wake and a funeral. That's how, I don't really practice that religion anymore, but I do believe in a lot of things they do. And that's what we did. You not, still do in my family. But, the thoughts that were going through Jody and Crystal's mind, the same thoughts I were. We were like, Crystal's like, geez, I hope this many people come to love me and you know, and share some good thoughts. I go, I'll be here. So did Jody. But it just makes you think about this. There are people out there that are doing the God work. And I don't really know Chewy that well. And I feel like this is what thoughts came to my mind. I lost my opportunity to get to know him better. I really wish I did because many times when I saw him, I wanted to get to know him better. I always tease Mary. I think she looks beautiful. She looks like Linda Carter. So every time I see her, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. But I feel like I don't want to miss an opportunity. So how many times have you guys heard Millie say to someone, honey, go get acquainted with that person? You know, I really feel like the angels are putting a little birdie in Millie's ear saying, you know, there's a connection. There could be something that's familiar with you, or maybe we're on the same path, and maybe you could help each other go through this, move through stuff, right? Sometimes we're just going through the same thing and not even realize it. And Millie always says, you know, to help us really move through stuff, sometimes find somebody who's either got it worse than you or maybe going through the same stuff, because you can support each other and try to figure out how to move through it. So Chewy, hearing his family up here, I don't know his family. One daughter was hilarious. I don't remember her name. What was her name?
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle. She was just like kicking the pants, that one. And then it was just heart moving the way they talked about their dad. And he always wanted family there. And just there's so much love. And you could tell that he was just doing his God work every day. And I really don't know him that well to know that. I don't know if he really knew he was, but he was. And that's why I think to all of us here, it's like we have an opportunity. If you hear something like this, right, why don't – it's a celebration of life, right? We know. Like you're here on the earth plane, you're out of the flesh, your spirit's still alive, right? So what does that look like? So if you – it was your celebration of life and you got called to God's kingdom and you're sitting on the edge of the palace and you were looking down upon what it would look like for you, what would that look like for you? Are you really – touching people's lives when you're here? Are you really being at service? And you think it's, a lot of people think it's service. Like, you know, they ask, well, I don't know what to do, how to be. All you really need to do is smile at somebody walking down the street, right? Or someone drops something, offer to help pick up. Doesn't mean somebody's going to want you to help them, right? But it's you, your intention, with love, to help another person. When someone cuts you off in front of you, right? Sometimes we think, oh, we swear, we do this and that. But you don't know if somebody in that car might have lost someone or a pet or found out somebody had cancer and they're not thinking. They're not even paying attention to what they're doing, right? They're just doing. Sometimes the car just takes you where it needs to go, right? How many times have anybody done that? You're like, how did I get here? Car just took you there. So anyways, we all can contribute, make a difference. Whether you feel you want to be at service to a foundation or here at the church, or, you know, just be a friend. I think sometimes when we think of people, we really should call them too. If you have somebody in your thoughts and you've been thinking about and haven't seen for a while, no coincidences, I think that you're probably both thinking of each other. I guarantee if you call them, they'll be like, oh, Penny, oh my goodness, I haven't talked to your friend. You're like, oh, I was just thinking of it yesterday. And then you think, wow, this is great, right? And you have that connection. So I'm sure many of you that's happened too. I know it's happened to Kimberly a lot. So anyways, I want to get back to Chewy. So as I'm sitting over there and listening to all this, you know, tears, of joy and tears of sadness, of course. Hearing his family moved by him in their heart, I feel like some people in their lives don't get an opportunity to feel like that. I have a really close family, and there's a lot of love and a lot of expression in my family, so we all know how I feel about each other. But when Mary got up here to share about Chewy, I felt like I knew him better. When she got up and told the story, I was like, wow, I felt like he was sitting there and she was just saying how proud she was to be with him. And little did I know that Mary was, Mary, mind if I share this about the date? Yet she had a date the first night she met Chewy, and he walked by and said, what did he say?
He said, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Right. And the second time you wrote, walked
said,
by?
I am in love with you.
So for Chewy, it was love at first sight. See, he loved Wonder Woman too. But just hearing the story made me realize like more of a type person was, and I just loved him even more. I fell in love with him even more. I'm like, wow. And I lost my opportunity to really get to know him, so I don't want that to happen again. I was sitting there going, I'm not gonna let it happen. If I feel like I meet somebody and I have a connection, a soul connection, like we came here to do work together, there's no accidents why you meet certain people and you feel drawn, and you feel like you've known them your whole life. Probably have. You probably actually, on the other side, made an agreement soulfully, come here to do some work. But sometimes we all forget where we're here, right? So anyways, take advantage of that if that ends up happening to you, because I know I'm going to. I want to sit down and have any regrets. I really want to make my life a magnificent one here, and I really want to help people that are stuck. But I think the main thing is like when people are, we all go through some darkness in our lives where we feel lonely. And we're never alone, but we have that feeling. So, you know, don't wait for somebody to ask you, you know, for help or how can you help them. Sometimes I think when people are going through that, just to hold their hand and to, you know, put your hand on their back and just some comfort is probably really sometimes all you really need to do. I know when my dad passed away, I went to Connecticut for 3 weeks, and my father ended up passing away, and then I came here. And I was like living two lives because I went from around a bunch of people that were going through the same thing, and I moved out, like I came back here, and then everybody's on eggshells around me because they didn't know what to say, what to do. I kept going to the doctor because I kept getting sick. And my doctor was holistic and said, honey, you lost your father. And then it was like 6 months to a year, and then I started getting sick all the time. And I was like, I'm never sick. Kimberly knows me. I'm like health fanatic. So I'm like, never sick. What's going on? And she said, I think you need to see a grief counselor. And I was like, what? Really? What's that look like? She was like, well, just go. You tell them your thoughts, this and that. And I said, okay, I'm open. I don't want to get sick anymore. Because my friends at the time sat me down and said they're walking around eggshells around me. And I was kind of angry at that because I was like, wow, really? But going through the grief counseling helped me because I realized that everyone deals with grief differently. And to them, they couldn't handle it, right? They didn't know what to do, how to be there and all that. So they were all like confused. And all I really wanted was them to hold my hand, to tell me everything's going to be okay, that I don't need to say anything or do anything. But they didn't know how to do that. So going to counseling really helped me put things in perspective for myself. And I realized I had a lot more compassion for other people where they're at, because everybody deals with it differently. And I'm sure you've been to services before where people laugh, right? It's expression. Doesn't mean that they're laughing that someone passed away. It just means that that's just way instead of crying. I mean, most people do get that, but some people think, whoa, what's wrong with that person? And like, they're not laughing, really. But anyways, I just want to share a little bit about Chewy, because that really moved me, Mary. I mean, your whole family was darling, and it's such an honor. I feel that I really got to know him, you know, as well as I did. And I'm hoping, you know, I was wishing that I got to know him better, but I really asked him and my dad to really work with me tonight and really try to get their messages across on how they want to help other people. Because I asked Mary's for permission just to talk about him a little bit, because I didn't want to get anybody off guard. And she said that he would be honored and he'd be with me. So she knew that. Also, who, Wonderful Life, who called off that song over here? Diana? That's my father's favorite song. And High Hopes has Ram in it. When do you hear Ram? My father's a football fanatic, Los Angeles Rams. So, and when my father, his anniversary of his death is George's birthday. And George, my father came through with George in class the very first time.
Wow. High Hopes was one of Chewy's favorite, plus Let It Be.
Really? See? Love it! Anyway, so I'll talk about my dad a little bit. So I'll tell you a little bit about my dad's service. So my mom and I have three sisters, and my dad's mom was still alive. So when we were at the wake, it was all of us lined up. And I knew my father was popular because, trust me, we were kids. We used to get angry because everywhere we went, we'd be like, hey, Lou, hey, Lou. Oh, we'd be like, we're not going to get away with nothing because he's going to know everything. Like, we'd go to New York, Cape Cod, New Hampshire, Maine, Florida. And it's like, hey, Lou, we're down the beach. Didn't make a difference. And I wish my sister Lisa was here to hear all this tonight, but I'm sure that she could listen to it later. But we used to always say, no, Dad doesn't know this person. So we knew that he knew a lot of people. But when we were in line for 4.5 hours for his wake. And apparently my mom told us later on, because, you know, we're all sitting around having a glass of wine and just kind of processing everything. She said it was chaotic outside, I guess, with the traffic. Somebody had to go back out and control traffic and stuff. It was nuts. And the funeral director, who was friends with my dad, said he's never seen such chaos. Like, there was so many people. And we felt like there was nonstop, right? My mom said, you realize we were in line for 4.5 hours? And we're like, wow. So when I was younger, you know, this is 16 years ago, I had different thoughts than I did sitting over there listening to all the love that came in for Chewy. And when I knew my dad was with me reminiscing, and I was getting feelings of just missing him and stuff, and thinking about his service and everything, and how I think, wow, he touched a lot of lives. I mean, it wasn't that he was so popular, because my father went out and did everything for people. Granted, he didn't love everybody, because if you lie and cheat in a no respect thing, you cross the line, that was it. But he would do anything. He'd give you a chance. And I heard him when I was a kid. He'd always ask people, what can I do for you? He'd see, like, we'd be driving by, someone have their thumb up for a ride, and he'd pick them up. Someone's car stalled, someone needed a ride, someone needed money. My father was like, what do you need? Never asked him to pay him back. I knew as kids, we had allowance, but if we wanted more money, my father, you know, said, you're going to get the value of things. So we'd owe him a million car washes and back scratches, and I think I probably still owe him quite a few. But my sisters will laugh when they hear this too, because he'd be like, hey, but he would love that I do massage now. My mom says, oh man, you're lucky. I don't think you'd be able to move in California. Your father would have you here and have a massage every week. But just seeing Chewy and all that just make me feel so empowered. And I just want to stay in that love space so much. And just to feel my dad with me. And I always ask him to work with me now that he's on the other side. But just to see all the people that came through. I don't even know half the people that came through on his service. My mom knew more than we did, but just the thoughts had changed for me. Like, I thought, I really wanna make a difference. You know, I really wanna be a good example like Chewy and my dad. And I'm sure most of you here do, right? We just don't know what that looks like for ourselves. But I started thinking about all the things that every day we worry about. We worry and we're in fear so much. All of us. And nothing's going to matter when you go to the other side, but how you affect people. You love yourself, right? Love other people. And you got to love yourself too, because if you don't fill your own cup up, you don't have much to offer. You only have a limited amount, because then you get tired, you get run down, you start feeling not yourself. So you need to fill your love cup up first. But, you know, if you want to spread it around, you know, if you choose to, I'd love to see that. So I want to give you just some ideas too, that I wrote down. You know, some of the things that you could do to shine your light a little brighter. How to reach out to someone. You know, sometimes it could be physical. We can do something physically, right, to help somebody out. Or sometimes it could just be emotional, just to kind of be there for somebody. Need a friend or somebody to talk to. Send loving thoughts, prayers, right? Prayers. We know how prayers work in this church. Amazing, just to put out some good thoughts about somebody. And you don't need to know what's going on with somebody. Some people get angry because they don't know what's going on. I think it's best if you don't. Because then you get your own stuff caught up in it. Just send them love. Ask God and the angels really to work with you to send them good energy and love, and ask them to surround them, you know, with loving light. So maybe slow down your day a little and ask yourself, how can I make a difference? You know, we all hear that saying, it only takes one, right? Because it really does. It can start with you, any of you. It can start with me. So you could pay it forward, right, to do something nice. And instead of asking for something in exchange, ask somebody to do something nice for somebody else. And watch a chain reaction. If we all did that, we'd all be helping each other, right? Whatever it was, you'd be excited about it. Oh, yeah, I get to do something exciting, and then I get to ask so-and-so, right? Christina, yay, she gets to go ask. So anyways, so ask God, too, to help you with your words. So if you really are want to be an emotional support for somebody and not sure what to say, maybe ask God to come in and the angels to help you with your words. Because what is God? God is love, right? You would say nothing but positive and loving things. You wouldn't try to help the person move out of it. You wouldn't say anything condescending about anybody that's in the picture. You would just love them. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm not trying to take away what you're feeling either. Some people, you know, we try to take that feeling away because we went through it before, right? We don't want you to experience that. No, you don't want to go down that road. But sometimes we need to experience that. We signed up for certain stuff and we're experiencing stuff in our lives that we need to grow. Because when things are not so good, that's when we grow the most, right? That's when we get, it doesn't feel so good, but that's when we grow the most. So, and then, you know, even gifts of music and art, like Penny, you know, maybe offer to teach someone one of your gifts, you know? Many of us, like, I'm not very good at any of that stuff, but I'm sure she could teach me, right? Or a sport to cook or something like that. So I ask you this evening to ask yourself, what can you do to make a difference? Can everybody think of something that you could do right now? Probably so, right? I hope, anyway. Share love and be love. I hope you leave tonight wanting to be used more for God and excited to do so. Life is what you make it. So go out and make a difference and make a magnificent one. That's my new, I love that word, magnificent. Blessings to you all. Thank you for this time.
She's an angel.